Today ends the first week of the legislature's fourth special session. We're checking in with Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman about where things stand. Andrew, hello, and just first of all, tell me, where in the Capitol building are you?
Well, I'm in the Capitol's, the press room's little audio recording booth.
And what is happening outside the booth in the Capitol today?
Well, we have reporters working on stories and legislators kind of milling around. And basically what we've seen this week is a lot less activity than we would have seen if the Senate had stuck around. We've only seen meetings basically in the House the last couple of days. The Senate's going to be holding meetings next week in Anchorage. But for now, basically the House is working on both of the bills that Governor Paul Walker asked the legislature to consider. One bill would scale back some of the changes made last year in the major overhaul of the state's criminal justice law. And the other bill would just impose a new tax. It's 1.5% payroll tax.
Well, I want to start with the criminal justice bill because I think people are getting very confused messages about what's actually happening. So it sounds like there's SB 91, which signed into law last year. But this year, the Senate's actually considering Senate Bill 54. And explain what in the last few days they've decided to do with that.
Well, before they started work on it, what the bill would have done is basically make the penalties for committing some offenses tougher than they were under SB 91. For example, the legislature, if it passes this bill, people who commit Class C felonies like assault or threatening would expect to face up to 1 year in jail. And under SB 91, they would only see jail time if they violate their probation. What's been happening this week is the House Judiciary Committee debated amendments to the bill, and they passed 8 of those. They defeated 22 others, many, many hours of debate. The 8 amendments aren't expected to have a major budget impact, and that is probably good for the chances of the bill passing because the majorities in both houses probably don't want to see a real dramatic increase in the budget due to this bill.
Andrew, do you have a sense of where things are headed with the bill?
Well, it goes to the House Finance Committee next, and they're also considering the tax bill. Once they're done with the crime bill, it's going to go to the entire House, and that promises to be a heated floor debate. Most Republicans want the bill to go further in repealing SB 91, while most Democrats want to give the major provisions of last year's law more time. My sense is that lawmakers want to pass a bill considering how concerned Alaskans are about crime, particularly in Anchorage.
And what about the tax bill? Wasn't that the reason that legislators were called back to Juneau in the first place, ostensibly by the governor? Where do things stand with that?
Yeah, that's basically what the session was supposed to be about before the crime issue sort of took it over. The Senate Finance Committee is scheduled to hold hearings on oil revenue, the state budget, and the permanent fund next week. Presumably, they're going to explore how large of a gap there is between what the state spends and what it brings in oil royalties, taxes, and fees. Walker's team says that the tax is needed to cover that gap, and that would be true even if the legislature were to pass another major bill that would draw money from permanent fund earnings to pay for state government. The bill faces long odds in the Senate because some senators are basically hopeful that oil royalties will cover the gap like it has whenever the state's been in a budget crisis in the past.
Thank you, Andrew, for reporting from the Capitol, and thanks for talking.
Thanks a lot, Zach.